Chapter 6. Phosphorescent eyes, that is what I dream. Drowned Phoenician sailors who rise from their predecessors' ashes, and Belladonna, the Lady of the Rocks, whose poison is atropine, from Atropos, one of the three Greek fates. I woke with the feeling of other eyes watching me, deep-lidded, long-lashed, set in a face the color of the kippers my maternal grandmother used to buy from the Aberdeen fishmonger on our road in Edinburgh before my mother moved us to London. Yalla fish, my gran would say, in a perfect imitation of the northeast accent, although in her voice there were still traces of her own family's Indian roots. She liked them, she claimed, because they reminded her of Bombay duck, and she ate them with a strange treacly chutney made of soaked and sieved tamarind pods, a practice her Scottish neighbors found very peculiar. Of course, kippers were nothing like Bombay duck. The bombil, that sun-dried transparent wafer found in Indian grocers, is not a waterfowl, but a fish out of water. Like me. The eyes filled my hotel window. I pulled a shirt over my head and went to examine their owner, who spread over most of the two-story poster opposite my room. Goliath, the text exclaimed, followed by some inscrutable Hindi. His face was unshaven, proof of a Hindu movie hero's machismo and skill in kickboxing. On a villain, a 5 o'clock shadow is just one more example of his lack of moral fiber. My peeping Tom had welded his jowls so firmly to the cheek of a doe-eyed starlet, the friction caused by contact with his stubble turning her face a lurid salmon pink, that his allegiance to good guys or bad was hard to assess. Looking in the mirror, I could see that my own face was less rosy. Before I could push that thought any further, reception rang to ask if Mr. Ramshaw...